Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday, and you know what that means. That means it's time for P4P Real Talk, and you know what's up. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. I am Desiree Fletcher, and he is Kalen Patterson, and we are P4P Real Talk. Kalen, my friend, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Welcome. So I'm feeling like I've been out of the loop. I've been out of the loop for a little bit. Kalen's been carrying the ball all by himself, so I appreciate that. I've had a lot of kids' activities that have kept me busy. So
had a lot of kids.
I haven't.
Wow.
I have a lot of kids. I have three. That's a lot.
I thought you had just recently had some more. That's what it sounded like.
No. Shut your mouth on that. No, I'm not having any more, as far as I know, as far as I'm concerned. No, but we can spend a whole nother show talking about that. So I feel like I need to get caught up a little bit. I know we've got an awesome topic for today and an awesome guest. You guys all know Leif Anderson. He's with us tonight, and we're going to pull him on here in just a second. But I feel like, Kalen, we've been a little remiss. We're in the heart of competition season, and we've got all these P4P athletes out there bringing home the hardware, and we haven't mentioned a darn one of them. So
yeah,
I had to kind of draw the – I know, we've been bad. We've been bad about that. So for all of our P4P family out there, we are so sorry. So we're kind of drawing
congrats,
a line
guys.
In the sand. Huh? What did you say?
I said congrats, guys.
Yep, congrats. We're going to share some names here. These are just our competitors in July. We had to start somewhere. Otherwise, we'd have a whole show of just going through all of the athletes who have competed and done awesome. So we're going to have to do something to make that up. But to get started, we're giving shout-outs to Matt Morawski. I'm sorry if I murder your name. He's an NGA competitor. I believe he just competed in NGA Sioux Falls, and he won overall. So congrats, Matt, bodybuilding category. Also, congrats, Robert Johnston. He was first in Masters, 40-plus, and then second in the open class. And he was competing in the SMBF, which is the Supernatural Bodybuilding and Fitness History Organization, which is a new one on me. I had not heard of them before, but they're another natural group. Are you familiar with them?
Not at all.
So anyway, we're going to have to do some more homework, but congrats to Robert. He's familiar with this group. He's one of their athletes, and he did awesome. Also, Charmaine Williams, she took third place at the Wings of Chicago Pro Show. And then Robin Mays, another P4P athlete that's competed recently and did an awesome job. So congrats, everyone, and our apologies that we haven't been sharing this news earlier, but we're going to do better, right? Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So, and then real quick, speaking of P4P athletes, one of the shows that I missed while I was out is you had our good friend Meshack on the show with you. And what was that scuttle all about? I haven't even had a chance to catch up and listen to that interview. So can you bring us up to speed real quick on, evidently there was some sort of YouTube video that came out, and I'm not quite sure everything that went along with that.
Yes. And the irony of it all is that we actually have the person that started it all on our show tonight, and that's Leif Anderson. And he had done a social media post about one of the good things, you know, because there's been so many people, well, I don't want to say so many, but there's been people that have failed their drug tests. And it's been, you know, of course, you know, bad news travels fast. So Leif decided to speak about a random test and how well it went, and one of the people that was just very surprised because he wasn't even competing, and that just happened to be me, Shaq. And one of the, I don't really want to like do the name calling, but a person that's not very sincere about how he goes about business. He's more about getting the attention and the comments against him. As long as it's not about him, he seems to handle them quite well. And he did basically a YouTube response, kind of trying to rub Meshack the wrong way and just kind of throw an insult in the guise of a compliment. And so I had Meshack on to basically, you know, let him know that he's a natural athlete, and everybody that knows he's natural has no issue with the size of his muscle and his hard work, because, you know, that's the whole point in doing what he's doing, is to show what natural muscle can look like if it's done correctly. And he's one of the best examples of it, because just his the fullness of him is just freakish. So, you know, it was more on that, and, you know, his plans in the future and everything else. And I'm just happy that it came out that way.
All right, cool. So for anyone else who missed that interview along with myself and would like to catch that, be sure you check out the P4P Real Talk archives and get caught up on that and any of our other awesome interviews that are out there that you haven't had a chance to download yet and listen to. So now with that being said, Kaylin, I'm going to let you set up the topic for tonight's show and then bring in our guest.
Okay. Well, tonight's show is basically, we wanted to do some updates, but there's been a lot of things going out there, and you know, Desmond and I have consistently spoken against bro science and the harm that can be done from anyone trying to use it in a way that's going to be successful, because there's no way it can be. It's basically a falsehood at its base. And the people that have been doing it are basically just trying to line their pockets without any sincere concern for the people's health. And I'm bringing on somebody that knows about this, because he's had to deal with it and, you know, help a lot of people back to normal that really shouldn't need that kind of help. It basically should be progressing instead of basically trying to set a standard of normalcy. And Leif, are you there?
I'm here. What's going on, guys?
And not much.
As always, it's an honor to be here. So I appreciate the request to come on tonight. I really do appreciate that.
Yes, and hope, you know, sorry that it had to be for something that you guys have worked so hard to do, and that's basically set the standard of people actually getting competition ready instead of basically trying to reclaim their health from being taught to compete incorrectly. So, you know, first I'd like to start with one of the easiest ones, and that's these body wraps and all this other stuff that's supposed to be basically be not really model in a bottle, but pretty dang close. You know, it's basically this quick, get fit quick kind of thinking, and, you know, it sucks a lot of people in, because it, you know, it's like, oh, look at the before and after picture, and then people say, well, you know, I have this money in my pocket, so maybe give it a shot.
Yeah, it really is a shame when, you know, it's the industry, you know, there's money involved in the industry. You know, that's just nature of the beast. So I'm not opposed to somebody making money, but when we start getting these concepts, these gimmicks, these, I mean, really, whether it's get fit quick or get rich, you know, quickly schemes, it's a slippery slope, you know, and when people put money over actually integrity of health, nutrition, just our industry in general, that's when you get, you know, the schemes like we see here. And it's nothing new. You know, we've had snake oil salesmen, I mean, from, you know, for hundreds of years now. So it's really nothing new. I would really have loved to see that fall by the wayside, especially with the advances that we're making in the fitness community, in the medical community. You would think that, you would hope that even mainstream America, you know, the public would be a little bit smarter than to fall into that. The thing is, though, it's catchy. it's catchy. It's easy for somebody to, you know, playing off of some of these insecurities and playing off their emotions in order to line their own pockets. It really is a shame. But, you know, that's why we have people like yourself with P4P Real Talk, you know, reaching the masses and, you know, and speaking the good word, you know, educating people. So it's really great to see it.
Yeah, now.
So let's talk for.
Go ahead, Des.
I was just going to say, just to play off of what you're saying, to talk for a second, you know, on some of the gadgets that Kaylin has talked about before we get too far into the nutrition end of it, is one of the things that we've been seeing pop up a lot lately is the waist cincher. And you train a lot of folks. Do you have any of your athletes ask you about this? I mean, I guess I'm struggling a little bit to see, other than maybe helping squeeze out a little more water in you, although I'm not sure how, what the waist cincher really does for a competitive athlete. We're talking about a physical gadget and not nutrition at this point in time is what we're talking about. We're talking about a corset, basically, but that bodybuilding competitors are using to give them a more narrow look around the waist.
So I do, you know, it's unfortunate that that's still kind of lingering, but I do feel that we're, at least I hope, that we're over the hump on that. You know, a few years ago, it was really in vogue, you know, with a couple of strategic endorsements of certain celebrities, certain, actually even competitors, you know, that was really kind of the in vogue thing to do. And I did have numerous, both male and female clients ask about this, request if they could, you know, if they can use it. And because again, the pitch, I understand the appeal. I understand why they would be drawn to this. You know, the illusion versus the reality are two completely different scenarios. And I don't mean just in terms of results. It's dangerous. It is when it comes to organ prolapse. I mean, you're literally rolling the dice with your own life. With this, when it comes to the, whether it, you're calling it a waist cincher or a corset, a waist shaper, you know, some of the even most popular teams in, typically on the NPC side of things, I won't mention team names, but there's large teams that are endorsing these, and they're pulling in clients and almost using these corsets as an upsell. You know, it's almost a requirement, you know, in order to compete on these large teams. You know, this is part of their, this is actually part of the template they use for contest prep. You know, and the reality is, and we know it's not necessary. You can get dialed in 100% without these gimmicks. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. And for any benefit that you hypothetically could get out of these waist shapers, the risk associated with that. I mean, if you just look at the physiology of the body, you can't just reshape the waist without, again, I mean, just one of many examples is organ prolapse. I mean, these are serious issues, serious conditions, if hypothetically it works, which it does have the ability to achieve what you want it to, but you can't be so superficial and just look on the surface of, hey, I look great. I, you know, my waist is, you know, coming in. You got to think the body as a whole, what is actually happening here? So that's one thing where, again, it's one thing that I could never, there is some, I mean, I know I'm jumping around here. I'm not against bro science. I'm not. I feel anecdotal evidence is very sound. I mean, it's strong. It shouldn't be ignored. But when you have things like waist shapers, that's not bro science. That is just, that's reckless. You're putting individuals' lives at risk. And that's one thing that I'm so adamant. It's kind of one of those passions of mine, and I get really heated and emotional about it because we're not even talking about the stage anymore. We're talking about life. So that's one thing where I really hope that would be a very fast-dying fad. And I feel that it's kind of on its way out, but it's still lingering. It still pops up.
From time to time.
Yeah, you know, get those, you know, questions and comments. Luckily, though, you know, any coach, any trainer, if a question is ever brought to a professional, a coach, a trainer, actually any professional, any any industry, you know, it shouldn't be a simple yes or no answer. That we should have a conversation. You know, we should kind of this, you know, this explain the hows and the whys behind why we're making the recommendations that we are. So luckily, like with my own firsthand experiences, when I have a client or even somebody reaching out to me, because we get, you know, my inbox is constantly blowing up, even just general inquiries, which I always want to strive to respond to anybody who's reaching out for help. I don't want to just instantly debunk it, because they'll probably just go on to the next person who actually recommends it, and then they'll run with it. So I actually take some time to explain how there's better options out there. I mean, this is something that is completely unnecessary.
Well, I mean, and I totally understand why, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I know there's more, well, there's just as important things we need to get to, but, you know, especially as a bikini competitor, it's easy to fall in that trap of, well, the little waist wins it, right? Regardless of whatever else work you might put into it, because that's the, you know, those are the things you hear, and sometimes the judging supports that and sometimes it doesn't. And if you have an athlete like me who does not have a natural narrow waist like that, I'm very straight up and down. So, you know, I really have to work at building the shoulders, building the glutes to give that appearance that I have. I mean, I might be lean, but I don't curve like that. So, you know, it's easy to fall into that trap of, well, what can I do when I don't have the natural advantage over someone who genetically has a figure that's more predisposed to the sport than what mine is. So, and you know, we don't think about the things of squeezing our organs and those sorts of things, or the negatives.
Yeah, I mean, that's completely legitimate, you know, and that's why it sells. That's why it's such an easy pitch. But at the end of the day, you know, there is other options, reshaping the body, like you mentioned, you know, building the delts, you know, creating the illusion of the smaller waist. But at the end of the day, risking your health. So, I mean, we take this sport seriously. We do, and we invest so much, and we sacrifice so much for it, which I love. But at the end of the day, to risk your health for a plastic trophy,
it's not worth it.
Exactly.
Alon, you gotta love him. My thing, and this is basically piggybacking Leaf. I could almost jump on him and ride him with a saddle. Because it's frightening that you know, when you're talking about health, and that's always been my big thing, it's people's health. And we're saying, you know, well, it's okay because, you know, such and such and thus. But it's not okay because at the end of the day, you're talking about somebody's life and you're talking about family members. You're talking about people that are basically are shutting down their internal organs with the intent to win a show. And, you know, I think we need to, like, have them open their minds just a little bit further and understand exactly what they're getting into, because it's not something as soon as, okay, the show's over, I'm going to get back to normal, because that's not how the body functions. And until, like, we get those alarms out there and actually, you know, set an alarm where people actually hear it and know that something's not right, it's still got to be addressed. And I hate to harp on it, but, you know, I've learned long ago that if you don't regulate what you do, a lot of stuff spills into the cracks and starts filling the base with stuff that you should not have there. Leaf, as a trainer, not shallow you up like that. As a person who really is passionate about people's health and welfare, what are some of the things that we could do progressively to keep that kind of ignorance from filtering in and warping people's metabolism and health and minds?
You know, I really think it all comes down to education and informing the masses. And I think that we are well on our way. You know, we have people that are very vocal, you know, professionals in our industry, whether it's Cliff Wilson, John Gorman, Brian Ahlstrom, who are granted all different approaches, all different styles of coaching and training, but at least the scientific foundation is there, not only prepping properly, but, you know, approaching off-season and lifestyle properly. So I think that's number one. Because at the end of the day, an ounce of prevention is a pound of cure. I'd rather be preemptive, like you said, and just when somebody, they hire somebody or they're even speaking with somebody and they start getting the bro science thrown back at them, the crash diets, the, you know, 2-hour-long, you know, low-intensity cardio sessions and tilapia and asparagus, they can start asking questions and they can start demanding answers. You know, it's a very odd relationship that somebody who's prepping and their coach that they have where they will blindly follow whatever they say. You know, I think it's great to have trust in a coach-client relationship, but questions have got to be asked. And for far too long, those questions weren't asked. And I hate to say this because it sounds very harsh, because I feel that the clients are, and oftentimes, the victim in this. But with that said, there still has to be a certain amount of accountability that they still are the ones that are doing the damage. They're the ones executing, and they could have asked questions. And if they didn't get the answers that they're looking for, it's still up to the client to go elsewhere then. Run as fast as you can. Because, you know, it's, again, this is more than just the stage. This is life. This is your health. Another thing is, you know, I think the athletes themselves being more vocal about this. Because that was actually how things started. It was too much bro science, too much, you know, just random approaches being regurgitated, you know, down the line over the years. Now we have an army of knowledge. We have so many great trainers, so many great coaches who have taught, not just slide to the client a piece of paper with a meal plan, but they've actually taught them how to live this lifestyle, how to have balance at stage in life. And I think the competitors, the competitors that are truly a part of our fitness family, I think they have a certain amount of responsibility to share that information.
Yes.
You know, because I think we're all in this together, and it's a numbers game. You know, because everybody wants to belong a part of something. And the more the bro science and these harmful gimmicks and schemes are being used by people, it almost draws even more people in. And heaven forbid you get somebody who is just genetically elite that happens to follow one of these bro science-oriented plans or one of these gimmicks, and they win a show. And then people, of course, they're going to look at whatever that gimmick was and give that the credit of, well, that person won doing this, that must be the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So things can go either way. You know, it's whatever way that we're building momentum, that's kind of where, you know, that's the beast that we're feeding. So I always like to at least keep feeding, you know, moving in the right direction, on the side of knowledge and just scientific foundation.
Well, and that really seems to be the heart of it. I mean, if you've listened to any of our shows for any length of time, a lot of times it always comes back to, or we try to point things back to the actual science or science-based programs, findings, knowledge, you know, all of those sorts of things. And again, as you said, that, you know, sometimes the anecdotal information is strong enough that it does have merit to be paid attention to. And I think one of those areas, again, that falls into this kind of gray space of, is it bro science? Is it legit? Is the keto diet or ketosis? Because there are some people out there that it works wonders for, and others, it's just not a good thing. And I guess I'd like to hear your opinion on what you think of this particular plan, because it's one that's, you know, being widely talked about at the moment. It's not going anywhere anytime soon, I don't think. But, just keeping our sport in mind, just the pros and cons of it that you're seeing out there that maybe you're experiencing with your athletes that you're working with.
So I'm actually a huge fan of a ketogenic protocol. There are so many variables when it comes to any kind of recommendations. I'll put that little disclaimer there. But the thing is, with a lot of what the bodybuilding community, the fitness community, first thinks of when they think ketogenic, the majority of the time, that's not actually a ketogenic protocol. In the bodybuilding community, we instantly think of a Dave Plumbo approach. who he's been around, you know, on the NCIPV side of things for a long, long time, preaches keto, keto, keto. But what he actually recommends isn't ketosis. The protein content is just it's just too high. So there's a lot of smaller details. When we think, when we hear ketosis, we automatically jump to a few things that are a little bit more mainstream that we've seen and we've heard, and that's not necessarily ketosis.
Could you back
up
for a second for us then?
Yep.
Please, can you back up for a second then and just give us your definition of what ketosis is, and then we'll jump back into where you were headed.
So it's really not my definition. It's the definition.
The definition.
So,
okay. The definition.
And this is where, I mean, I welcome this conversation because I don't, when I first started, you know, when the internet forums were really popular, and I'm so passionate about, you guys know that I'm passionate about this. Imagine harnessing that emotion and that passion into typing on a forum. And it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. Because the whole thing is, I knew what they were going to say. I knew what my rebuttal was. I knew what their rebuttal to the rebuttal was going to be. It's just, it's a mess. So I just avoided that. So it's nice to actually have a conversation about this.
Yes.
Ketosis, no, the human body's primary source of fuel is glucose. That's an undeniable truth. That's biology 101. Now, we say that we have to focus in on what actually was said, the primary. No, it's not the soul. You know, the soul fuel of the human body is glucose. Ketosis simply means instead of the brain running off glucose, it's running off ketone bodies, which is a byproduct of fat oxidation. And actually, if given the opportunity, the body, in many cases, you can thrive in ketosis. You can get stronger in ketosis. And if you really look at it, you know, a gram of fat yields 9 calories of energy, whereas a gram of carbohydrate only yields 4 calories. So you really do get a lot of bang for your buck when it comes to running off of fat. And then, of course, we think, you know, again, from an energy standpoint, the human body, you have more potential energy when it comes to fat, when it comes to ketones. Most of us are not limited on fat. You know, we have enough to run off of. So when it comes to, like, what I would define ketosis as, it's simply the brain running off of ketone bodies as opposed to glucose as its primary fuel source. But the thing is, though, the human body is amazing. It's so incredibly adaptive. So in the example that I used when I first started talking about what a lot of people will associate with ketogenic diet, we bump that protein intake too high. And again, because the body is so adaptive, we have a phenomenon called gluconeogenesis, where you actually take, in this scenario, protein and convert it into glucose. So even too much protein can kick you out of ketosis.
Be short of fat, yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of, and that's when we get into a true ketogenic diet. A lot of people are very surprised that it's not very high in protein, because we got to make sure that in order for us to truly reach ketosis, that our fat content is high enough where the body's actually running off of ketone bodies as fuel.
Yeah, and you explained that so well. And it's just the thing that, like I said, what I noticed is you guys came out with some, I would have to say, groundbreaking stuff, because like you said, it's just not known to the masses, and it's just becoming well known with us, you know, even as a group of competitors, where we actually start to get where it actually sinks in and makes sense. And there are people that basically are just in it for the money and take one little speck of what you guys are saying and is running with it and still going back to damaging people's bodies. And that is what frustrates me to no end, because it's like it's still the same old of, you know, come hell or high water, I get my money and you lose your health. And it should be to the point where, like what basically what Leif is saying without saying it, it should be completely unacceptable and intolerable that we can let someone's life be just destroyed without speaking out ahead of time.
So, and that's exactly right. You know, it's so many so-called professionals in our industry, they look at their clients as No, it's simply a check. It's a paycheck. And there's never a shortage of paychecks. So there's no harm in their eyes to run through clients one after another after another, do what needs to be done to see temporary results, sell them on a pitch, to sell them on a dream, on a gimmick. The damage has been done, toss them aside, go on to the next client. You know, and it's, mm-hmm. you know, part of that is, I mean, it's just awareness, not only when it comes to educating the clients, but actually calling people out on it. You know, I'm not out to ruin people's career, but if somebody's legitimately putting somebody in harm's way,
then it's not a career.
You have to speak up. You absolutely have to speak up.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing I'd like to cover, because, you know, this is a good topic, but I definitely want to cover it. Because I still hear the thing that just always frightens me is people want to know how best to cut water. And every time I hear it, I get like bristles in my neck. And it's like, what? No. What? No. But, you know, it's still out there. And I don't know how this one has been able to linger so long, especially when you understand that you're not enhanced and you don't live the enhanced lifestyle. And your body won't get away with, well, I don't even want to say get away. It won't be able to sustain what they sustain off of the enhanced chemicals and drugs that they're using. Our bodies just don't function that way. And you're depriving it of something that's basically the building block of life.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's why I love the growth of our natural bodybuilding community. Because the approaches aren't the same, enhanced versus natural. And unfortunately, even recently, you know, a lot of our natural athletes, they looked up to the top NPC competitors, the top IFBB competitors, because they felt there was nobody else to look up to. So they would take their recommendations, they would take their peak week protocols, and, you know, they would take their guidance because, hey, why not go to what it would appear at the time, the best of the best, and, you know, and pick their brain. The unfortunate reality is when you take away the pharmaceutical aspect of the process, the journeys are completely different. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for a long time, natural athletes were trying to, you know, they're cutting water, they're carb loading just in ridiculous methods that may have yielded in the NPC and IFBB these amazing physiques, but that's not what created it. So you changed the biology, you changed the biochemistry of the body by introducing all these different hormones, and that does not apply to a natural athlete. Mm-hmm. So what I love is, again, with the growth and the popularity of natural bodybuilding, we can now look up and we have our role models and our leaders and who are slowly but surely passing down real information, real knowledge from real natural competitors.
I mean, and that's what it's all about, and that's what we are here to do. I mean, I know a lot of the biggest watch-outs are what we keep seem to cover time and time again, so I hope the message is getting through, is that asking the questions and doing your own homework, because where you fall into trouble with, I guess we'll call it bad bro science, is when somebody takes a portion of a concept and then twists it to fit for the little bit that they know, but they're not really, they're not using the science or the concept or whatever you want to call it to its fullest extent. So they're just continuing to fabricate ignorance because as athletes, we're not asking the right questions or we're not verifying, so we just roll with it, and then we're going to tell our buddies what's been working for us or hasn't been working for us, and then it's just a cycle that keeps perpetuating itself. So,
and that's the thing.
No, go ahead.
Oh, actually, and that's one thing that, I mean, it makes me cringe, and I hear it all too often, is there's a huge difference between being able to regurgitate a part of a study that you heard or part of a book that you read or whatever it may be, and then package it where it seems so appealing and you can sell that idea or that gimmick. There's a huge difference between that and then actually understanding the human body, understanding why a certain recommendation is made. And that's what we see. you know, we see so many individuals who will take a concept. They'll work with, you know, a top-tier coach. And they, you know, and they were outlined a plan from that top-tier coach that was scientifically sound. It was good. It was designed. It was built for that individual. And they will maybe polish a few points up. They will insert a few key words that are, you know, kind of popular in, you know, in the time that we're in. And they'll start reselling it with no understanding of how or why it should work or it shouldn't work. You know, so that's one thing that I really, it's appalling. You know, you have so many people that are regurgitating what they think that they know, but they have no idea. There is no cookie cutter plan. There's no cookie cutter concept that's going to work for everybody. I mean, everybody's an individual. We see so many new professionals or even old professionals that are trying to rekindle their, you know, their popularity in the industry by coming out with these concepts that it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all flash. You know, and that's one thing that I really, really wish would die out, but I don't see that happening, unfortunately, anytime soon.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Boy, you've got a good sermon going, and I hate for it to end. We're going to have you on again, Leaf, because we definitely got to cover. There's a certain part that I'd like to cover again, but it's like you said, it's a whole nother show. So if you don't mind, keep your Tuesdays and Thursdays open in the future, and I'd like to get in touch with you again on this, because I'm really concerned, especially since we stepped so far in the right direction, to see I don't want it to slide anywhere in the wrong direction anytime soon, especially on my watch. And I do take it personally, so I can say that, and I'm sure you do as well. And so let's just get this and nip this in the bud, and hopefully we can get a little bit more in depth, since you know, basically the callers and listeners have been wanting to get these updates that we've been doing, so we'll cover that. But thankfully, we'll catch up with you again, and really appreciate, you know, you coming on in such short notice, and especially with that kind of information. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Ken.
Yeah,
thank you, Desiree.
Thank you.
Have a great night, guys.
You too. Bye. So, always good stuff. Always good stuff. And at the end of the day, athletes, our listeners, guys, you got to be responsible. Be responsible for what's going on with your bodies. Ask lots of questions. Read, research. You have the time. You seriously have the time. Your health is depending on you having the time. So be sure you do those things. And if you've never done them before, now's a good time to start.
Oh, you ain't kidding. Especially with, like Leaf said, you know, you're talking about your health, and that's just so, it's so vital to everything that you do. I mean, we talk about all the cars that we want, all the money that we want, but without the health, what's the point? And, you got everything you can look at, but you can't do anything with it. And that's basically what bad health is like, because you're constantly stressing the body, but you're never giving it that chance to basically become the body that you look for in the magazine, in the mirror, or wherever. And it's just so easy to fall into a bad spot, because usually, and this is, you know, a sad spot to be, but it's actually quite true, is that, you know, I'm noticing that friends aren't really friends anymore. They're more like acquaintances that say what they think you want to hear instead of what you need to hear. And it's getting to the point now where, you know, it's not that you can't trust anybody. It's just that, you know, you really have to, like Des was saying, really have to do your homework yourself to make sure you're not stepping into that that sand trap or that that pit that doesn't let you get out. So there's, we got updates, since I know you got the first one, so I'll let you go with that.
Yeah, so we do have a couple updates. We're just up and switching topics. So I hope you guys are paying attention and you're tracking with us. So one quick thing here, and this one I'm directing towards our P4P athletes out there. If you are not a P4P athlete and you are interested, please check out P4PMuscle.com, application process, and or Joe, JB, and Chad, the founders of P4P. They're always watching out there, so, you know, they may approach you. Don't be surprised, but, you know, definitely looking to expand our family. But for the P4P athletes out there, you guys all know All Shucks pre-workout is out, and we've got a contest going right now, Alter Ego Extreme. Show us your alter ego. Here's what you can win. You can win pre-workout Alter Ego Extreme for you and a friend, and bragging rights for creating the most fun, creative, and impactful Show Us Your Alter Ego social media promotion. We want you to get creative, pull together photos, whatever it's going to take. Maybe it's a little video. I don't know. But we just want you to show us an image of who your alter ego is. So there's everyday you, and then there's your beast mode, puffed up on all shucks, beast alter ego. Who is that person? That's what we want to see. So we're taking entries from now through July 31st, post them on Facebook. We are going to post all the hashtags you're going to need to have for that contest on Midwest Muscle, so look for them there. And if nothing else, shoot us a message and we will get you that information. So come on, guys. I've seen some entries already out there. They're looking great. We definitely need to see more of them. I know we've got more than 400 of you in our family so far, so let's see your entries rolling in. Kaylin, you're up.
All right. One of the things that I'm very proud of is that Martin Daniels has a video coming out, and I was blessed to be a part of it. So that sale is coming out pretty soon. If you really want to understand what a natural physique, a natural bodybuilding, and a natural bodybuilder is all about, please check out that video because it is so down to earth. And this man, he did something that, and if anybody's been in the business, they know sometimes you get the business. And one of the things that's done in for pictures is the fake weights. And, you know, not just the Planet Fitness kind, but I'm talking like the 120-pound weight that looks, that's really basically maybe 30 or 40, but it just looks like an incredibly amount. It's almost Hollywood at its best. It's just one of those things where he said, I want real weight, and we're doing real weight. And guess what? We did real weight. And I have never walked so poorly out of a gym as working out with that man. Because he, if he had a belt, he couldn't have whipped me any worse.
So awesome DVD, guys. And also, the first 100 people who purchase one will receive a special VIP price on the DVD. And you'll also get an exclusive offer, I can't even speak tonight, for Alter Ego Extreme in the DVD case. So lots of promos going on. You're going to want to take advantage of those. You know what? There's also several shows coming up that I wanted to give shout-outs to, but we're running out of time tonight, so I'm going to have to bring that in on Thursday. Speaking of Thursday, okay. Kaylin, why don't you give our listeners a little teaser on what we've got coming up?
Well, there's a, you know, we've had a people that have been failing their drug tests, and one of the things that that's always seems to be popping up is that it's from a supplement they took, and it's no good. And they didn't know it, and they were blindly following it. And Dez has been speaking out about this. So, you know, it's like, you know, buyer beware. But also, sometimes there actually is something, I don't want to say defective in the product, because obviously if it's got something tainted in there, it's doing exactly what they wanted. But it is not good for the natural athlete, so it's very damaging. So we'll just use that word. And this guy basically knows which supplements are good and which ones aren't, and he's going to be speaking about that because, you know, we talk about quite a few times about learning. If you don't know the supplement, know somebody who does, and this is one of those gentlemen. So he's going to be on, and he's going to basically enlighten the masses about, you know, what's really effective and what's really basically blind crap and just, you know, setting up to fail if you're a natural athlete. Because like Leif was saying, either you want to get better or you want the quick fix. There is no in between. And I think people are, you know, using that as an out sometimes, but it's definitely not the truth and the furthest thing from it.
All right, so sounds like another very important show that you guys are going to want to tune into. I know it seems like our topics have been kind of heavy lately, but all for your benefit. Because we want you guys to win, we want you to succeed, and we want you to have as much of the right information as possible. So just bear with us, but keep following us, and we're going to get to the fun, giggly stuff again, too. You know us. We can't go too long without having a giggle attack somewhere in there. So it'll all be there. It'll all be there. So with that being said, on behalf of myself, on behalf of Kaylin and P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.